Happy New Year. We're here. Run the Ropes podcast. Back. 2019. 3 days into it. I hope everyone has a good New Year's, had a good break, so to speak, and is charged to make 2019 fucking awesome. This is LBJ and the Birdman.
Yo, all 260 pounds, twisted metal, and sex appeal.
Did you say 50 last week? 250? You gained 10 pounds over the break?
Been hitting them weights.
All right.
Larger than charged.
Okay.
And not looking for chickies, happily married.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, listen to you.
Oh.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and start with news. We should name this segment.
What segment are we naming?
The news.
The news.
But I don't know what yet.
Oh.
I don't want to call it like the fast count or the fast count's already a thing.
It is.
R-Dubs does
that. And we can't name it good housekeeping.
I don't want to call it the week in review.
What's one non-pornographic magazine you take to the bathroom with you? One, two, three. Good housekeeping. Okay, go ahead. I had to get that Step Brothers reference out of there.
I was like, what? What?
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Like your male celebrity crush, John Stamos?
No.
Yeah. All right, anyways.
Night vision goggles. Can you imagine if we had these when we were 10? Even better, we got them when we're 40.
Well, as you can tell, it's been a good year so far for us. We're pretty relaxed, but we need a name for some of our segments. So I think that's going to be one of the big working points of 2019 for us is to get some nameage going on.
Nameage.
So, anyways, the biggest news for any argument's sake is what happened on January 1st.
It's huge. Huge.
Okay.
Okay.
And that is the announcement of All Elite Wrestling and Double or Nothing.
All Elite. All Elite. Why'd you quit singing?
It was revealed on Being the Elite series. They had a video that dropped at, well, in our time zone, 3 a.m., that I stayed up for to watch.
I'm just glad you're caught up, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm so glad so we can finally talk about it.
Got to get that blood transfusion.
God.
Anyways. Yeah, so exciting. Right now, the only signees are, of course, the Elite. Minus Kenny.
Minus Marty. Marty already signed ROH, but,
yeah.
But minus Marty. Yeah.
Brandy was named today as the chief branding officer, not the chief brandy officer, the chief branding officer. God, I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Britt Baker was announced last night that she has signed. There are rumors swirling that Goldberg is going to do this, and I don't know how I feel about that, but
I'd see Goldberg as like a commissioner type.
I mean,
is what I'd see.
I don't know. I don't think that should happen, but
it shouldn't. But also, they're in the talks for two major networks.
I've heard there's multiples. I haven't heard any actual confirmation on that yet. Like there are swirls everywhere. There's the TBS and TNT. There's the CW.
Oh, I hope it's not the CW.
Someone has mentioned somewhere along the lines, and it's caught steam, WGN, but that's not going to happen because they've already got a show, and I don't think that they're going to do WGN.
I think TBS or TNT would be a good...
I don't.
Why?
Okay, so what TBS and TNT were during the Nitro era
yeah.
is not what they are now. I think TBS is strictly like a comedy network now.
TNT's more.
TNT is all drama, but it's not like, it's not enough variety. USA has all kinds of different stuff. They show movies, they show wrestling, they show random sports events sometimes, they show reality shows, they show the sitcom-y reality shows. They've got a little bit of everything on that network, so that's why wrestling can fit there. TNT has nothing that wrestling can fit there for, and unless they're going to rebrand their whole channel, I think it's going to be a major flop. And
it's
another
better
thing,
than Pursuit.
Yes, but another thing is, I hate to be like the Debbie Downer on this, but look at numbers. TNT and TBS aren't that big anymore.
The only time they're big is when the NCAA basketball tournament's won.
Exactly.
Because it's on three different channels, TBS, TNT, and True TV. Mm-hmm. And True TV would not be a good fit. I mean, Impact was looking, but they're more of a comedy base.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
So the only one out of that would, of those three, would be TNT for, like, as of right now, because the other two are, I mean, CW's basically, they show a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But they're more kind of like a drama, teen drama, superhero kind of network as well.
They appeal more to younger generations, yes, than the other ones do, and maybe that's what they need. But
yes, but a lot of people don't get the CW as much as they would TBS and TNT, which would be
true
on basic cable.
I think all of this is fleeting and it shouldn't happen anyways.
You don't think they should have a TV deal?
Well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but I don't think that should be the main concern. I think what needs to happen is they need to land on a network that can also bridge to mobile. I think TBS or TNT, one of them, has a deal, I think, with Hulu.
Yes.
Okay? If they do that, it needs to also get them on Hulu. Where
I still think their pay-per-views, if they do pay-per-views, should still be featured on the Fight app.
Yeah. Oh, no, I completely agree with that. I'm saying their weekly shows need to be partnered in with a deal where they're on Hulu or on Netflix, something like that.
Kind of like Lucha Underground did with Netflix, where they had their whole season on.
Yeah,
there.
But theirs came out like a year or so later. I'm talking like normally how Hulu is it's like the next day.
I think Hulu would be a better fit for them other than Netflix. I mean, Netflix is becoming big, but they're basically doing their own original series now, other than putting on other shows, because they're taking a lot of stuff off of there that people watched. But I think, in my opinion, right now, I think they have a roster and they're slowly announcing it. And there's also been rumors that Vince is already worried, but who cares about rating wise?
I think that's garbage too.
It's garbage.
I don't believe that report at all.
But get your ducks in a row. Start out Double or Nothing as a pay-per-view for your first thing, and then go to, if you're going to do weekly episodes, but don't do them live right now, because that's a lot of money to do them live. That's a lot of problem WWE and WCW had a problem with back in the day.
Pull the Ring of Honor. Put them live, but record 4 episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like Impact does. Record it, but put them on a certain day, but have your storylines made out.
I mean,
these guys are smart. They've been doing this forever.
That works, but also at the same time, you take a bit away from your product by people being able to read online what happened.
Then don't do so many episodes in a row. I mean, it's gonna take away no matter what, because we're in that day and age right now where everybody knows everything about whatever's going on. You can't escape that. It's not like back in the day when you got a monthly newsletter and you seen what was going on. Everybody nowadays is more informed what's happening backstage, what's happening on the road, what's going on in everyday lives. we're not in that era no more. So no, right. matter, so no matter if they do it live or anything, someone's going to tweet about it. Someone's going to find out. Somebody's going to be at that show that was taped and is going to leak it. So it's not going to matter with that at all. But don't do four episodes. Do two. One or two.
Okay. But then you have to come back a lot. Like, at that point, I'd almost say, you know, just go live. But
that's still a lot of money for production.
That's true. I mean,
yeah, these guys have their money and they've did it and everything for years, but
you've also sorry for the yawn. You've also got to experiment. You've got to, so maybe you try it the taping way and see how it's doing.
See how your ratings do with a taping.
Yeah.
And then maybe like once a month do a live show or twice a month or something like that. Just to dip your toe. Just dip it just a tad bit. Get it wet. But don't sink your whole foot in the water.
Okay.
You like that analogy?
Maybe.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I knew you would. But yeah.
They could do the old Raw format where they do two shows and the first one is live and the next week happens next week and it was taped.
Yeah, that'd be perfect too. But just don't blow your whole wad before you're even out of the gate.
The other thing is you got to find a network that's going to support everything that you're doing because, I mean, if they do anything like with the all-in stuff, I mentioned this to you on the phone. Mm-hmm. TNT, I don't think, is going to go with, oh, yeah, we've got this competitive match. And next, we've got
penises.
Yeah, just dicks.
I mean, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it right, and they're going to do it seriously. Because I think they want to last. I don't think they want to compete with people, but I think they want to start on their own and do their own thing. But another analogy is, make love to it. Don't go in 30 seconds in and blow your wad. Jesus. You're done.
Jesus. This is the first podcast of 2019, and you're...
I'm giving eargasms to the masses.
Oh, my God.
First eargasm of 2019. Welcome to Wrestle Kingdom season.
Dear Lord. Anyways, yeah, so...
I could be doing something else.
I don't even know if I want to know.
I could be going fuckity-fuck-fuck-fuck. You know, I could be doing that, but there's children. So beepity-beep-beep-beep. Shove that up your pipe and smoke it.
Also, worth noting, if you didn't already know that Tony Khan is the president, Cody, Matt, and Nick... are executive VPs.
Good. And that's how it should be.
Maybe.
But don't put yourselves over.
That is the biggest thing.
You're the main attraction.
I am also learning some more things happening. Number one, Mrs. Matt, mm-hmm. Dana, mm-hmm. Matt Jackson's wife, is the merchandise department. Good. She is over the merch.
And she should be.
She's been over the Young Bucks merch.
Now, why doesn't Nick's wife...
I don't know.
...do as much? Just she doesn't want to? Or like, she doesn't want to be in the spotlight? Or just...
I don't guess.
That's not for us to answer, but I mean, that's a different story.
There's one other thing that I just noticed here, who's listed on the backstage staff, which goes into a bigger story and kind of crosses over. I'm going to kind of... This little bit, I'm going to kind of take a shit on Ring of Honor, but I don't really mean it like that. It's just, these are two bits of news that doesn't make Ring of Honor sound good. I like Ring of Honor, but backstage staff, BJ Whitmer as a producer, mm-hmm. he was running production backstage at Ring of Honor. And something happened where they were not seeing eye to eye, and he abruptly left the company recently. Like, I'm talking, I think it might have been, if it wasn't like around Final Battle, it was maybe the tapings after. Like, he blew up and left. People were wondering if that maybe will affect Kelly Klein, as her and BJ Whitmer are together. I don't know if that's just dating. I know, it kills you, doesn't it? I don't know if that's just dating or married or what, but yeah.
No! None of it. Delete! Sorry. good.
Anyways, yeah, so people were wondering maybe that will affect her with the championship run that she finally got. The other bit of bad news for Ring of Honor is tied into New Japan and Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly was in an interview. I'm not sure of the source. I'm sorry. Like, I was reading it as I was doing something else. But I read the quote, and they were talking about RPW, the British company, RevPro,
mm-hmm.
where they've got the British Heavyweight Championship on the line at Wrestle Kingdom this year.
Yes.
And the difference in how RPW and ROH handles their Japanese talent. And he basically said that RPW has value in using them, and that the UK fans worship like the New Japan guys like gods. And so it worked because the New Japan following from the UK is very, you know, close. And when they bring talent over and talent comes back over, like, it's well received and it's to elevate one another and stuff like that. Where he basically said Ring of Honor was just using them when they needed to sell tickets. That there was no real significance of having New Japan on their shows, and nothing real big ever happened regarding New Japan. So it was more like, I think he used a phrase like something like, when you called the girl over when you're drunk. Yeah, like it was weird to see that Kevin Kelly saying that, but that he thought that the guy behind RPW was doing things right with the crossover with New Japan. But that ROH wasn't, which is interesting because of the whole, you know, Madison Square Garden show. Now it makes me very interested to see how that show's going to play out and which company is going to look like they're more dominant.
That's
in
true. Well,
in the US, that is, you know. So I think that might be most of the news. Oh, of course, we lost Mean Gene
mm-hmm.
in 2019 already.
Yep. He was admitted to a nursing home before all this happened, too. He fell. He recently fell, which led to health issues. And then that's when they admitted him in the nursing home when he fell. And then he passed away on the 2nd? Yeah, the 2nd. So...
sad.
It is sad. It's the voice...
It's
the voice of a lot of our childhoods.
Triple H said it's the voice of an entire era of the company. It's a voice of a generation. It's a voice of... it's a voice of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can say it's a voice of a generation all you want, but like, he was doing that for quite a while, and there were kids growing up in the 80s. But then there were kids like me that were growing up in the 90s, and I had him on WCW, and like...
it's like you see Mean Gene
and
do an interview.
Like, as soon as I saw Mean Gene, I always like... I don't know how to take it. It's like the attitude in your own mindset changed when you saw Mean Gene. Number one, you knew that if Mean Gene was giving an interview to someone, it was going to be a good progression. And number two, you knew it might get crazy because stuff like that would happen. You don't get that with backstage interviewers anywhere today. Anywhere. You don't get when a backstage interviewer is having someone that like, oh yeah, this person's voice. It's like, nah, it's just whoever's here holding the mic yeah. right now. Like
it's like when you hear Mean Gene doing an interview and then you hear Howard Finkel's voice announcing the match.
Yeah.
It's like a voice, and then it's like seeing Earl Hebner in the ring as your ref.
Yeah.
It's like three iconic faces that will stick with you forever.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
And it's sad. It really is sad. Like, I mean, obviously time happens and passes and causes age to happen and everybody's going to fall.
But I think when I really became a...
That's the only undefeated person is time.
Yep. And I think when I really started becoming a Mean Gene fan was when I watched a series of Legends House on the network and seeing how he was and how big of a smartass he really was.
On what?
Legends
oh, House. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved it.
I loved it. And to see him open up like he did on some stuff was just like, these guys actually like went through trial and tribulation through whatever they were doing in their career at the time. So, I mean, hats off to Mean Gene. Heaven needed a voice. So, they got it. He's up there with old Bobby the Brain. So.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mean Gene. You're definitely going to be missed. But, you know, you're also held in many people's hearts and will always be remembered. So.
I got two bits of news here.
Okay.
A match has been announced for MLW Super Fight.
Okay.
The Hart Foundation versus the Lucha Bros. What's your take on this? You just shrug your shoulders?
Eh.
Really?
Which members of the Hart Foundation?
It's Teddy Hart and Davey Boy, I do believe. Yeah.
Okay, so I need to watch more of Teddy Hart because
I'm not completely sold on Teddy Hart. I mean, I'm completely sold on Davey Boy.
Oh, yeah. And I'm completely on for Davey Boy.
And I'm completely on for Brian Pillman Jr.
Need to see more of him, too.
I was a fan of his dad's.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. But I don't.
You just need to go watch the promo when he smashed
Ted DiBiase Jr.
I was never sold on him.
Don't care. There are people who are fans of the original.
I was never a fan of the original either.
Yeah, but there were people. And then you get the second. And
you just need to watch the promo of when he smashes Kevin Sullivan's face in with his own cane.
No, I'm talking. Wait, are you talking Junior?
Yes.
Doing that? Okay. So what I say? I don't want to see the dad stuff.
And now he carries the cane with him to ring every time. You just need to watch that and watch him.
So he's Matt Taven.
Nah, it's not more of a prop. It's more of a trophy.
Okay.
It's not like he's not like Curt Hawkins with his cane or Matt Taven with his cane. It's not a prop. It's like, look what I have. Look what I did. Look where I'm going.
Okay.
I mean, he still wears the Tiger shirt like his dad did. So he pays homage to his dad. But what would really, I mean, I'm sold him, but what would really send me over the top is break out of that shadow. Be your own guy.
Yeah, he's got to take time to do that.
But yeah, but I think he's in the right direction with the Hart Foundation. But I don't want him to be second fiddle like his dad was in the Hart Foundation to Brett and Owen and the Bulldog.
Yeah.
And other news, NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool card's been announced for that.
Okay.
First off, you got the no DQ match versus Eddie Dennis versus Dave Mastiff. Then you got the NXT UK Tag Championships Tournament Finals of Trent Seven and Tyler Bate versus James Drake and Zach Gibson or Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster. So it could be either one of them teams facing Trent Seven and Tyler Bate. So I'm guessing they're going to do two matches to find out who's going to be in the finals. But I guess Trent Seven and Tyler Bate are
they've already advanced.
Are in it. Then you got the women's UK women's title with Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm.
That'll be a good match.
And then the final match is the WWE UK title match with Pete Dunne versus Joe Coffey. Didn't mess it up that time.
That one's interesting to me because
this could be the final reign.
Well, not the final reign, but it could end the reign itself. It's interesting to me because I watched What Culture Pro Wrestling, which later turned into Defiant. And it's like Joe Coffey always felt like he was higher up on the card, and Pete Dunne like showed up I think, a couple of times. You know what I mean? Yes. So, like, Joe Coffey always felt like a bigger name, and now here we are in WWE, and Pete Dunne's had this massive reign, and Joe Coffey's just been there until now. So, either way, it should be a great match.
Should be a great takeover, actually, if you've followed NXT UK. I mean, I'm glad they broke off into their own branch.
There's a lot of UK fans that aren't happy with it because they say that WWE's kind of bastardized what's made all those talents.
They've kind of bastardized British Strong Style.
Yeah, they've taken away what made the fans rally behind them in the first spot.
Thing is,
it's like, oh, this guy is here, and you should root for him because of this.
Yeah,
and
they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, I know, but what they're saying is their characters and who they were. It's like all of their characters were just ripped, and they're like, you're this guy now, and you're from this area of the UK, and you're this type of person. Like,
But do the wrestlers care?
Huh?
I mean, yes, wrestling is for the fans, but are the wrestlers happy with what they have been given?
Well, I guess we'll find out when contracts come up.
Exactly. So until then, I'm a mark myself, but marks need to just sit back, watch the product, because you know what you're getting with WWE either way. So sit down, shut up, take the spoon in your mouth, and go.
You sound like some ghost of my past.
No,
with that statement.
No, I'm not being a ghost from your past, because I know what you're referring to.
You sound like a ghost from my past.
You know I love WWE as much as the next guy. But people that are... I get pissed off over people's gimmicks of what I've watched them in indies into now. Like, Sami Callihan, for example. They fucking dropped the ball on him in WWE, but look what he's doing in Impact. You know, Tommy End, a.k.a. Aleister Black, is kind of the same gimmick as what he was doing. They didn't change it. So, it's like, take it or complain about it. No one's going to be happy either way. So, not being an ass, but you know what you're getting with the product? You know, it's new. It's their first pay-per-view. You know, it's a new thing. Yes, they gave them their own brand. I still don't think Pete Dunne should show up on NXT. I think he should stick with one and be with one like he was in War Games. Why? When he's on UK, let him be with UK and don't let him be on the American version.
They were hyping up the comparison of the North American and the UK championship.
Then don't put them on the same team.
Well, that's the whole point. They both pinned the former North America champion, and then they both stood tall and looked at each other.
With their titles, yes,
with
I understand.
Titles.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, now you got me all fired up and razzled. I'm over here shivering, goosebumps, and shaking because I just don't understand people. Enjoy it. It's on. It's happening. Go with it. Yes, bitch, moan, and groan all the way through because we all do it. But enjoy it while it's going on. You could have nobody in the UK on their own brand. They could be just doing appearances, or they could just stick with Evolve or something. But no, we're going to complain because they're stripping their favorite person down. I'm done. Rant over. Move on.
I'll add one thing to that.
Okay.
And that is...
Sorry, I didn't mean to play footsies with you.
That is Joe Hendry. He recently announced that he's done with wrestling.
Okay.
He's going to pursue a career in MMA.
Okay.
But are you familiar with Joe Hendry?
No.
Okay. Joe Hendry always made these extravagant entrances where he parodied songs and turned the lyrics to like towards his opponent. I'll have to show you some after this episode. But like, he's great. He's fantastic. He was the local hero, Joe Hendry.
Okay.
If he would have signed to WWE UK and they would have taken that away from him, I'd have been pissed. So like, those hardcore fans of the UK, I get it. It's like if you had We'll go for an example since you've made some references in the past. Joey Ryan. Mm-hmm. If WWE signed Joey Ryan, there's no way he's doing the Dickplex.
And no one would be happy with it.
That's what I'm getting at with the UK scene.
Okay.
So, on your end of things, you haven't watched them.
But you won't
make those names.
But the thing is, I don't see Joey Ryan ever going to WWE because of his gimmick. I understand that. And these guys that don't have risque gimmicks like Joey Ryan want to go there. And they know they're going to get changed. They know they're not going to be what they were in the indies. Like, Walter. Yes, Walter's going to be like the Ishii of NXT, the main roster, whatever.
But Walter's a giant.
But Walter, they're eventually going to let him fucking crumble like they did Braun, who was supposed to be this monster among men. But in some storylines, it made him look like a little bitch. That's the only thing about it. So, but these guys that don't care that they're going to be changed, they're going to have to switch their gimmick, they're going to have to switch everything that they are used to, don't care that they're going to go to the WWE and it's going to be switched. They know it's going to happen. But if you don't like it, don't sign it. Stay where you're at. If you're happy where you're at, don't go to some place where you're not going to be happy.
Sometimes that decision isn't fully realized until later. And that might be talking from personal experience currently regarding my day-to-day.
Yes.
So you don't always know. The grass sometimes looks greener, and then when you get over there, you realize
not always greener.
That it might be greener, as in money, but it's not greener as in the quality. You realize that your natural grass turned into fake AstroTurf. So, anyways,
I'm glad we had that. That felt good.
Yeah.
We got some excitement out of that.
That was a lot of changing, like, into news, into viewpoints and opinions and everything. Like, it.
And that's what we're going to try to bring to you guys in 2019, is where we both will get worked up about a certain topic, and we'll discuss it. And either we'll see eye to eye or we won't, or we'll come to an agreement. But that's what we want to bring to you guys. If you guys like that and you have an opinion about it, shoot us a tweet. Shoot us a message. Send us something on Anchor, which we are on the format.
We'll wait. That's coming.
It's a cheap plug. Bang, bang.
We got one more. We got an even better one coming later.
Okay.
Pop. Anyways. So, Wrestle Kingdom 13 is happening in just a few hours, actually. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to upload it and kind of do the things that we need to do on our other social media things of, like, you know, hyping that up. And then I'm going the hell to bed so I can wake up at 2 a.m. to start watching Wrestle Kingdom 13.
You know, a good friend would call his friend at 3 in the morning and give him an update of what's going on.
Shoot me a text when you wake up. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I am not working tomorrow because I am watching this. Anyways, let's run down the card. Let's make our picks and predictions, and then we can talk about the show next week. Or next episode, I should say. Okay?
Briefly. Next week.
Yeah.
We have a big thing next week.
Well, yeah. You know. I also might get the hater of headlocks, who I would adequately describe as our New Japan.
Yes.
Our New Japan specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a conversation with him, and that might be our coverage there, minus a few things.
That's fine. So, because you know we have a big thing next week.
Yes. We have a big thing next week. We will hype it up in a couple days.
Couple days.
All right, let's run down the card. Let's make some picks. Never Openweight 6-Man Championship number one contenders match opens up the pre-show instead of the gimmicky battle royal that they always generally do. And that is Makabe Toriyano, Taguchi versus Yuji Nagano, Jeff Cobb, and David Finlay versus Hiroki Goto, Trent Beretta, or Beretta as he's known in New Japan, and Chucky T versus Minoru Suzuki, Lance Archer, and Davey Boy Smith, a.k.a. Suzuki-gun, versus Hangman Page, Yujiro Takahashi, and Marty Scurll, a.k.a. The Elite. It is a gauntlet match. Who do you think is going to win?
Well, we talked about this already. On the phone, we talked about it. About...
Whispers. Anyways, yeah, we talked about it.
About Beretta turning on his
Everyone thinks it's Chucky, and I think it's going to end up being Beretta.
Chucky's more of a gimmicky character. I mean, I love...
This might be a good change for him,
I love the besties. I don't know what it is. I just love it. But Beretta has a mean streak, and he just came back off injury. I think it'd be better for him to join.
I think Chucky T's the red herring.
Okay.
I think he's the one that everybody thinks is going to turn, and then it'll be Beretta to be like, ha, you thought wrong.
I think it's Suzuki-gun going to win.
I think Suzuki-gun's going to win, too.
But I would like to see a Beretta turn at New Year's Dash.
That could happen. There's been... There's been something that's happening, or that's happened, or something that was brought up as an idea off of another YouTube series I follow, which I'll plug them, Cultaholic, because I love all their stuff. That's made me just think, like, what kind of craziness could happen at New Year's Dash and all the seeds that could be planted at this show. Anyways, the next match. We'll go to there. The opener on the card. The never open weight championship, Kota Ibushi versus Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay.
I think they're going to do it.
Dude, I want that picture. I want that picture on my wall when I get a new house and I have a man cave. I want the picture of Kota Ibushi looking over his shoulder at the mean mugging Will Ospreay of like, fuck you, I reversed your fucking move, now eat my shit. Is what I want hanging on my wall, the painting of that.
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
I liked it. It got emotional.
So far we're all the same.
Yes.
IWGP Junior Tag Team Championship. Kanemaru and El Desperado versus Roppongi 3K versus Bushi and Shingo Takagi.
Roppongi 3K, it's their time again. You don't think
so? LIJ needs a break, man. They've had a rough year, I think. And with Shingo Takagi being a new signee, I think it's LIJ's time. He has something to
prove.
Yep. So that's where our first separation is. Roppongi 3K and Bushi and Shingo Takagi. Next, the Rev Pro British Heavyweight Championship with Tomohiro Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Well, we also talked about this.
Yep.
And I'm going to plug what you said.
Okay.
Zack Sabre needs him. He needs him limbs. Ishii's got them stubby little arms and legs.
Yeah.
He can't get them submissions on stubby little limbs.
Mm-hmm.
He needs them. So I am going to say Ishii because he's my man.
I think when we initially talked, you did not say Ishii.
And it took me a while to think about it.
I said Ishii.
You did.
But now I'm saying it's Zack Sabre Jr. So we're
flip-flopping.
We switched. And that's
love of this.
That's the quality of good matches is because you literally don't know, so you have to watch it play out, which is what I love New Japan for. So... yeah, separated again there. I can't believe I'm rooting for two hot dogs and a pair of tights. Anyways. you like that, do you?
I did. This needs to be a t-shirt.
Two hot dogs and a pair of tights.
God, can we make a run the ropes, two hot dogs and a pair of tights t-shirt?
Sure.
See it now.
Let's work on some designs.
Okay.
Anyways, the IWGP Tag Team Championship. Gorillas of Destiny versus Evil and Sonata versus the Young Bucks. Who you got?
Now I got to go with my boy God.
Me too.
Gorilla Tactics. Warfare.
That's right. The IWGP United States Championship. Cody versus Juice Robinson.
Juice.
Juice. Oh wait, that's moose, but still juice. I'm all for juice. IWGP.
Are you? I got some in the fridge. You need some. Bun.
The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship with Kushida versus Taiji Ishimori.
It's time for the Bullet Club to cover all weight classes and divisions. It's the Bone Soldier's time. He's going to take it from Kushida.
I think Kushida's going to WWE.
Yes.
And Ishimori is winning the title.
Yes.
So we've got it. We've got quite a few that we agree on.
Kushida will be 205 bound. I have a feeling. I have a strong feeling.
Well, he's a junior heavyweight, so maybe.
Yeah.
All right. The only match on the card that is not for a title,
but a story.
Kazuchika Okada versus Jay White.
Okay, this is what's going to alter my decision. Are we getting Rainmaker or are we getting... I got two fucking red balloons and I'm going to walk down here like I'm dancing.
This is Tokyo Dome. I say you get the best Okada.
Everything floats down here.
I say you get the best Okada.
I'm going to go Jay White, but to see what Okada's entrance is might alter my decision.
I'm going to go Jay White.
He has to prove. Every group needs a leader. But if he can't beat Okada, in my mind, he's still the fucking puppet.
I'm going to say that he does it due to old school Bullet Club shenanigans, and he picks up the win.
Okay.
This match has been updated, and it is the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, which has been now ruled as a no DQ match.
Get up, you son of a bitch.
Jericho versus Naito. Did you see the press conference last night?
I did not see the press conference last night.
Naito kept trying to tell him to be tranquilo, and Jericho kicked him and powerbombed his ass through a table.
Like a New Japan table?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Then you know it's a powerful powerbomb. Because them things don't fucking break.
He even left his belt on the table. Jericho left his belt on the table and put Naito through it.
Jericho don't care. He don't need to care. Drink it in, man.
So, this match is going to be brutal. Naito has said that it is going to be the last Chris Jericho match ever. And in return, Jericho has now avowed that he is going to end Naito's career as well. So these guys, not only is it for this title.
Their careers kind of on the line.
The careers aren't as a stipulation.
No,
but they're planning on beating the hell out of one another.
Because I know Chris Jericho's been up and down about talks with Impact and stuff. And Jericho's focusing on a lot of outside things. So I say Naito. We'll take it.
I'm going with Naito to redeem himself from losing it.
And you said L.I.J. needs the...
Yep.
They need it.
And then finally, the main event. The IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Kenny Omega, the best bout machine, versus the ace of New Japan, Hiroshi Tanahashi.
AKA the John Cena of New Japan.
Kenny says it's time for changes and time to tell stories in the ring and in the business that people can relate to. And Tanahashi says that what Kenny does isn't wrestling.
I want Kenny to win it just for the sheer fact of the matches that he did with Okada. It took him so long to win that title, and to lose it so quickly would be a fluke.
No. He's defended against Ishii. He defended it in a triple threat against Cody and Kota Ibushi. Who else did he face for it?
But
he's had one other defense.
But he's had those defenses. But were they believable? Were they believable that any of those guys were going to be IWGP champion?
But that's what Tanahashi's been saying. You fought your best friends.
It's a. I know the Hater Headlocks is going to, like, just, like, shun me, even though we had the same IC title people. I think Kenny's matches that he defended were flukes. This is, like, his first real contest since winning the belt, in my eyes. Because, okay, he fought two of his best friends, basically, in a triple threat. Ishii...
He's had classics with Ishii.
Yes, and Ishii is a great competitor, but I don't see him as IWGP champion. So Kenny's title matches are a fluke in my eyes. So he's facing a real competitor. This is time for him to prove that he is the best in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm going Kenny because he has to prove it. Because if not, what's next for him? Because New Japan, he goes back to the bottom, correct?
I love Kenny Omega.
I was never on the Kenny train, so...
I've always been on the Kenny train.
I never have, so that's what...
Since I first knew of Kenny and watched his stuff, I've been a Kenny fan. Now, arguably, that's not been all of his career that long, but, like, in retrospective, you know, looks. But I'm a big fan of him, and I think he can do amazing things. That being said, Hiroshi Tanahashi is going to win and have one last run with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And in my mind, this will help with speculation between, is Kenny going with the Elite? Is Kenny staying in New Japan?
Well, and that all depend on if...
No, that's what I want it to be. I want people to think, oh, he lost because he's coming. And then I want him to stay with New Japan.
I don't want him to go to AEW.
I don't either.
Because
I don't think he has any talent
talent down there that would compete with him.
Yep. Mm. And even if you sign people, who are you signing that unbelievable that he's going to compete with? Pentagon Jr. He had a good match against all with him at All In, and so I'm fine with that.
But I see Penta staying with Impact.
But that's what I'm saying. And not only just that, but who else do you have that Kenny is on the tier to wrestle against?
I think the only way Kenny would come to AEW is if somehow they got Don Callis to come over.
I don't know.
And if Don Callis comes over, Jericho's coming over. They're all Winnipeg guys.
Yeah, but again, I look at it on a tier of talent. Who do you have in Ring of Honor that can go against Kenny? You have...
Would you throw Jay Lethal in the mix?
You have one guy, in my opinion, right now. Jay Lethal.
Because Ring of Honor is in kind of like a plateau right now.
Well, I don't even think of that. I just think of stature. Like level of like, oh man, it's Jay Lethal.
Anybody that could go with
Who Kenny? Does Impact have that could go?
Not Johnny Impact.
I'll tell you two people that I think that he could put on amazing matches with just for the spectacle of them. Penta? One we've already seen is Penta. You know who the other is?
Who?
Brian Cage.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be a crazy match.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of hot spots in that match.
Yep. But
all the other ones that we'd want to see Kenny against are in that green pasture.
Actually, there is one other person in Ring of Honor. Jeff Cobb.
Well, yeah. Jeff Cobb, yeah. But that's the same as almost him and Brian Cage.
Yeah. But anyways.
The ones that we want to see him face are in that greener pasture. Well, not necessarily greener. They're in that high dollar pasture.
They're either in New Japan or they're in WWE.
Yeah.
Yep. So I want him to stay in New Japan, but I think Tanahashi gets his final run.
Kenny, if he loses, there'll be a lot of stipulation and rumor innuendo.
Innuendo?
Innuendo.
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 how much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, my God.
But if he'd lose, there'd be a lot of speculation of what's next for Kenny Omega. Does he show up at the Rumble? Does he show up Monday after Raw? Or does he show up at AEW? Or does he stay in New Japan?
That's right.
So Kenny is the wild card of which promotion he would go to if his contract's up. Is there any time when his contract is up? Do we have any kind of time frame? Or has that been released?
I'm not 100% sure on that, actually.
Because I know AJ's contract comes up in April.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about Kenny. But AJ's going to stay at WWE because he wants to retire from there.
Yeah, I think he will.
So, but yeah. But overall, I will not get to watch it because I will be at work tomorrow.
But I will be watching it and live tweeting it and on our Snapchat about it.
Now if it would be
doing R-Dub's job. I say R-Dub's job is what he normally does on the pay-per-view. I'm doing
a fast count.
A fast count as soon as it ends. So in the morning, you all see me very tired, live, talking about Wrestle Kingdom.
So you know our picks.
I know our picks.
So you know them. So tomorrow when you do the fast count, you can say what our win-loss ratio was, correct?
Yep.
Because I will not get to watch it.
I'll actually probably be keeping up on that on Snapchat.
Okay, good.
So
that way I can keep involved with it and everything else.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that's it with New Japan. And now we're going to get to one other event in just a second. That's not the only show that's happening this weekend. We also have Homecoming, right?
Yes, on the 6th.
Impact Wrestling presents Homecoming.
Comes home to Nashville.
Wonder if they'll bring back the 6 sides just for one night.
Wouldn't they have to? For the Ultimate X?
I don't know.
I think they should. But just do it for that pay-per-view.
We'll see.
Alright. First match we got. Falls Count Anywhere, Eddie Edwards versus Moose.
Moose. That's also my pick. Moose.
Yeah, Moose.
I'm taking Moose.
Taking Moose. We really won't go really in depth with this as much as we did Wrestle Kingdom. We're just gonna kind of fly by it.
Fly by me.
But next match, Monsters Ball match versus Abyss. Of course.
Abyss.
Versus your boy, Eli Drake.
Eli Drake. Dummy.
Is that who you're going with?
Yes. Abyss never wins a match.
I don't know why he has a match after him, but he never fucking wins it. Makes no sense. All right. Moving on. Probably the match of the night. Is Impact World Tag Championship match versus LAX versus the Lucha Bros.
It's going to be a great match.
Oh, God, yes. I don't want to see no Conan shenanigans. I want it just to be strictly those two teams. Even though you were at the house the other night and you caught a glimpse of the LAX versus the OG street fight. He hit him with a cone and went, dunk. Yeah. It was pretty funny. and then Homicide gets choked out with the chain at the end of it for LAX to take the titles. It was interesting. But I'm going LAX.
This is tough. I'm going to go, just to counter you, I'm going to go with the Lucha Bros.
You spiteful bastard. Next up, you got the Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship, since Brian Cage dropped the title for Option C.
It's C for Cage, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Good try. I don't know if the C's actually for.
It was just...
Just option C.
Yeah.
It doesn't have no meaning, just option C. What about A? What's B? Nope, just going straight to plan C. When all else fails, go to C. You got Jake Kreese versus Ethan Page versus Rich Swann versus Trey McGill. One third of the Rascals.
Rich Swann.
He's like, I mean, Trey's believable. He's not been in Impact long enough.
But he's a
part
of a faction.
Yes.
The other one's a part of a tag team. The other one's not much of a Ultimate X person. Rich Swann represents that division pretty well.
All these guys are part of a tag team or a trio. OVE, the Rascals, the Third Eye, and Rich Swann and Willie Mack. So I'm going to say Rich Swann because he's probably about the most believable guy to win it.
Willie Mack's got other things he's got to do. Rich needs some time with the title.
Yeah. Willie Mack's going after Sami Callihan at the moment.
Would that make Rich Swann the second person to ever hold the Cruiserweight Championship and the X Division Championship?
Are you talking about TJP?
Oh, Suicide? TJP did it, and Austin Aries did it.
Yeah.
So he'd be the third. But he's the first one to do it the opposite order.
Okay. Then you got your Impact Knockouts Championship match with Tessa Blanchard versus Taya Valkyrie with a special guest referee, Gail Kim.
Valkyrie's winning because of the special guest referee.
Yes. Yes, that is the only reason.
So is this the only match that we've like not agreed on?
We agreed on Rich Swann.
No, I meant like there's only been one match so far that we've not agreed on.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, the LAX one.
Yeah.
Then you got the World Impact Championship title match. What was the big ask for?
Okay, I'm listening.
It is Johnny Impact versus the Swolverine, the Machine, Brian Cage.
Brian Cage.
Brian fucking Cage. All the way.
Wow. So, only one match that you and I don't agree upon.
Yeah, and that could be the tiebreaker.
Yep.
We might have a clean sweep, or we might just both get swept.
Yep.
But not on one match.
One of them. Somebody's
losing.
Yeah, somebody's losing by one.
And it's the third match of the night.
Unless it's just thrown out and nobody wins it.
Oh my God, double count out. That'd be awful. We would suck completely. But that is your Impact Homecoming. Sorry we didn't touch on it as much as we did Wrestle Kingdom. But this is not like their big, big pay-per-view, not like Bound for Glory.
Also, let me be frank with you. I am more hyped for Wrestle Kingdom. I have been more hyped for Wrestle Kingdoms, this one and last one, than I ever was for WrestleMania last year, or the year before, for that matter.
Well, that's because there were shitty cards at WrestleMania.
But not even that. That's supposed to be the big show. Wrestle Kingdom is the big show. Wrestle Kingdom matches are... Wrestle Kingdom's on a whole other level. So, like, it's not that I'm degrading anything about Impact. We can spend time on their shows, on their big anniversary shows and stuff, but in comparison, Homecoming to Wrestle Kingdom...
It's kind of a terrible weekend for Homecoming to be on.
Yeah.
It should have been next weekend.
Because you've got Wrestle Kingdom and then New Year's Dash the next day and then Homecoming. And so... But New Year's Dash and Wrestle Kingdom are like,
but isn't
weird times? Like you're gonna be up weird.
And then you got NXT UK Takeover.
That's the next week.
Is that the next week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like the 12th or the 13th.
Okay, probably the 12th.
I think.
And then they got? Do they have a takeover for a Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Do they?
Phoenix.
Is that the first one in Phoenix?
Or it's New York. No, it's New York.
Why are they having it in two separate places?
They're not. They just announced the next two takeovers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a terrible weekend for it. I mean, it's a solid show, just a terrible time. I mean, Impact's solid right now. I mean, I've been watching it weekly. Except for these past 2 weeks because it's just been nothing but 2018 review. and it's kind of boring, but their stuff weekly is pretty on point at the moment. So if it, I mean, I might watch it, maybe, but Wrestle Kingdom's probably going to steal the weekend for sure. And for the sheer fact that you said that you're not having been excited for WrestleManias or anything, you got to think of it back when we were kids. We didn't know about New Japan. All we thought was WrestleMania was the big shabam. That's what it was. Here you go. You're getting your big wrestling extravaganza. But now we got multiple platforms of multiple big shows.
Yep.
But those two, on the level they are, the spectacle of WrestleMania, I think, beats Wrestle Kingdom. But Wrestle Kingdom's matches will take WrestleMania any day. Does that make sense?
Wait.
The spectacle around WrestleMania, like the extravaganza of it, like
the hype. But I think that also might be because of our location in the world.
Yeah, but you got everybody around the world coming to WrestleMania also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just the United States. It's everywhere on the planet.
Well, there's people that do that for...
But they don't stand out.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The spectacle of it. Like,
but okay, the match quality, Wrestle Kingdom.
But Wrestle Kingdom is not a week-long event either.
That's true. Just 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, three, technically, if you include like the pre-show conferences the day before.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That is it.
That is it for that.
For the wrestling news, pay-per-views, the whole shebang. Now it's time to focus
on something else. So, as you may or may not know, we have a new venture we're starting with Run the Ropes, and that is our own universe made up of members and friends of the Run the Ropes Facebook page and social media accounts. This past weekend, we held a tournament, our second tournament. The first was to crown our first world's champion, and the second one was to crown our first intercontinental champion. We have a few bits of news coming from that, and a new segment kind of for the podcast that will, it might not be on every episode, but it will be, it'll be thrown in there or its own separate addition that gets added, where the members of that universe can sound off and hype up their own characters / match / situation, as well as you might hear the character change from the Birdman to his more aggressive ego, and you might hear LBJ turn into the beautiful one.
But let's not forget the leader of the big package is here. And we will welcome anyone into our package.
Sounds like the big package might end up with some diseases.
Not on this lifetime. We're always protected by the monster, Big Mike. And maybe our soon-to-be signee, Aaron Nall.
You keep talking it. You keep talking it.
Just come to the flock.
Anyways, with that being said, our first event, our first major event to start off our season, which will then be followed by weekly shows, which we'll get to the date of those as we progress to this, will be on January the 12th at noon. So that's right, the 12th at 12.
We're
aiming for it to be a bigger show than what a normal weekly one will be, but one that, you know, if you're planning on watching NXT UK, it comes on at 2 that day, you'll probably have time to jump over there. That's the hopes here. But that show is called RTR 2K19 Run the Rumble, where we will have our version of the Royal Rumble match, and the winner will be the our Rumble winner will face the world champion, which is currently my partner in crime, Dashing Dakota, one half of the Lady Killers, the best team in RTR. Anyways, from the fallout from our Intercontinental Championship, we saw two combatants that we did not think that we would see in the finals square off against each other, and that was one Starkdust and the Darkness, in which we saw the Darkness beat Starkdust in just a normal match, even though there were random match types, and became our first Intercontinental Champion. Starkdust is not happy about this.
No, he is not.
But it has sparked the thought processes in the office based on his words that he sent directly to them. And these words you are now about to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on this podcast, Starkdust.
This is a message to the higher power at RTR. This is Starkdust. One thing will be done, and that is my rematch with the BDSM Dominatrix fanboy, the Darkness. And one thing is for sure, I want a rematch, and I will do anything it takes to get my shot. You know what? Hell, Barrio, let's do what I do best, the Iron Man match. Next show, Darkness, make sure you have the mask with the zipper, because I'm going to keep it shut.
Well,
oh. One more thing. Make sure you have your chaps on tight, bish.
Well, how about that? So,
I think the Birdman LBJ has some serious talking to do. Because it sounds like to me, Starkdust has sobered up from them cosmos. And he's ready for a fight.
So I have a theory. I have a theory. I think rematch clauses are garbage. But there are some times when you have a vendetta, you have an itch that you just have to scratch. And
sounds like you got an infection.
Well, been hanging around with a big package.
Oh!
Anyways.
We're infectious, I know.
But you just have this rivalry, this hatred, this determination that you know that what happened was a mistake, and you have to make it right. You have to change it. Well, RTR listens, and not everyone gets to bitch and moan for a rematch, but you heard Starkdust's words. He would do anything it took to get a rematch. Well, here's your official announcement, and that is any person who gets a title shot in RTR, whether you're as champion and you defend and lose, or as challenger and you lose, you get one extra shot. One redemption match, we'll call it. You don't have to use it immediately. You have 1 year. It's not a cash in like a Money in the Bank. It's a proclamation. You want this person for that title that you should have won when you had your match. That's the only way you earn the redemption, is by earning the match or having the match for the title.
Now, is this 1 year from the date you had your match?
This is one calendar year.
So starting now.
So starting now until January 1st of next year or end of the season. So each season you get one. Since Starkdust says he's willing to do anything to prove that he should have been the first ever Intercontinental Champion, I am officially declaring that that is his redemption clause. And at Run the Rumble, it will be the Darkness versus Starkdust, and we will give it to him in a 15-minute Iron Man match.
I like it.
I will tell you one extra little feature here. These redemptions, you get them once. As I said, once a whole season. So think carefully. Starkdust is very gung-ho about this, and he is going to try to do all he can. But for anyone else, think carefully of when you use it. There's a lot of season left.
We've just gotten started.
Speaking of, if you are listening to this and you are not a part of the universe but would like to be after seeing the shows, or if you catch us on January 12th at 12, there is still time. There are still spots available. Contact the Birdman or me, LBJ. Let us know that you want to be in our universe, in the game, and we will work with you to make it happen and insert you in and see how your story is told.
But the cutoff date to be in it is the 10th.
Yes.
Which is next Thursday.
You have 1 week.
We will make the final announcement.
Well, that's for the Rumble.
Yes, that's for the Rumble.
We are going to accept
anyone at
roster
any
spots throughout the season, but in order to make it in and make it to the Rumble, you have to have had your name in the hat and in by the 10th.
Yes, and we will make one final announcement on the 9th on our page. So just like a fair warning. So if you want that, you shoot us a message by the 10th, no later than 8 o'clock.
On the 10th.
On the 10th, Eastern Standard Time, for anyone who's out of our
time zone.
So if you want in it, we'll make that final announcement, because this podcast will be up tonight.
Mm-hmm. It'll be up shortly.
And if that's what you want to do, I mean, we have quite a bit of spots still left to fill for the Rumble, correct?
We have at least probably eight.
Eight?
At least. Like, it's between 8 and 10, but I think 2 have already been taken.
So if you want to be part of that Elite 8, get it to us.
And that's pretty much it for this episode.
Shall we hype up for next week, or shall we wait and let it simmer? I think we should hype it up.
You make the call. You go.
Next week on Run the Ropes podcast, we have our very first interview. We know we've teased it for so long, but we have our very first interview, and that is with Jock Sampson. Would you like to do the honors of telling us about Jock Sampson just a tad bit?
I think Jock Sampson will tell you about Jock Sampson. And I don't mean that in the wrong way. I mean, look him up. Just look him up. Look him up on Twitter. Look him up on Facebook. Look at all the videos he shared. Look at promos. Jock is a man of many words.
He is a man of many words.
But what words they are.
Oh, they're...
On top of what actions. I've known Jock probably just a couple of years now. I knew him when he was in the tag team, the Mega Plowers, and seen his work since then. But just Jock is a whole different breed. And
great dude.
He's great. Your wife probably thinks he's great too. And that's about the best I'll say, and we'll leave it for next week for when you hear from Jock Sampson.
So tune in.
And thank you, as always, for running with us.
Later, guys.